Trying to pick a trend is difficult. From a meteorological standpoint, conditions almost resemble midwinter.
And Normandy?
High winds, clouds, and some fog over the beaches. However, I can say with a certain degree of safety that we can expect a brief period of fair conditions.
Let me summarize, then. What you're promising us is a barely tolerable period of fair conditions. Am I right?
Well, yes.
Conditions that are far below the minimum requirements?
That's all I can promise.
You've done your best, Stagg. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, there it is. We postponed the attack once already. Now, either we go on the 6th with only marginal conditions, or postpone again in the hope of getting perfect conditions. What do you think, Monty?
I say go, go.
I don't think we have much to worry about. Eisenhower would never take the gamble. Never.
I'm quite positive we must give the order. I don't like it. But there it is. Gentlemen, I don't see how we can possibly do anything else but go.
Thompson speaking. Thank you. Next stop, Normandy.
Love it here. Gentlemen, the day we've been waiting for has arrived. Invasion! We're on our way.
The orders have been given. It's on.
Have the battalion commanders join me in the wardroom.
Aye, sir.
All right, Sergeant.
You men are the eyes of our airborne army. You, the Pathfinders, will have one job and one job only. To light the drop zones for our paratroops. Together with the British and the Canadian Pathfinders, you will be the first fighting men to land in France. And remember this. When you get to Normandy, you'll only have one friend. God.